All right, back to this century now. Well, actually, the year 2012, when a new state law was passed that allowed larger and louder fireworks to be sold and launched in Michigan. But this year, things could be a little quieter in your town than they were when that law was first passed. That's after a raft of complaints prompted state lawmakers to tweak the law, allowing local governments to ban overnight use of consumer-grade fireworks on and around holidays. Andy Webb is owner of Captain Boom Fireworks in Otsego. Hi, Andy.
Hello.
Andy, you got the ball rolling on that fireworks law that was passed last year, and I'm wondering, what did relaxing the fireworks statute in Michigan mean for dealers like you?
Well, it allowed us to sell legally to Michigan residents. I had been selling over the internet to out-of-state residents, and basically it allowed Michigan residents to purchase and use fireworks that they used to have to drive out-of-state to get.
Now, we will have to say, and I know based on our neighborhood, there were changes in the frequency of fireworks being set off and at different hours. Can you talk to us more about the change that Lieutenant Governor Calley recently signed into law? What was behind that?
When the law was originally put in place, it was felt that communities would be able to regulate discharge at various hours based on the noise ordinances that they currently had.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was found that it was more difficult to do that, and by codifying some time limits, you know, after midnight or 1 a.m. for various size communities, that allowed local communities to have a little tighter control over specifically noise related to fireworks use.
Yeah, I think even though you sell fireworks at Captain Boom Fireworks, and I'd say you probably couldn't dispute the fact it's not real delightful to hear fireworks at 2 a.m.,
you know, yeah. People have to be reasonable. And I think one of the things that we'll see is after 2 or 3 years of this, it will become more normal. You know, the novelty will wear off, and they'll use fireworks in a responsible manner.
What got you into fireworks, Andy? I mean, you own Captain Boom now. What drew you to this field?
Well, it was a few years ago, back in 1979. I met some people that had a fireworks business, and I like to say that being 19 years old with a Y chromosome, I was qualified. And so I said, hey, if you ever need some help, let me know. And they did.
And here you are now, all these years later, and I'm sure you know from fireworks.
Yeah. It's been, this is my 34th season doing professional displays. Usually people look at my fingers to see if I have them all, and I do. The important thing is to do it safely. So, you know, I would say for consumers, have some water on hand. Don't drink while you're using them. Maybe wear a pair of gloves and some safety glasses, perhaps some earplugs when you're up close to them. And just be reasonable. You can really have a great show and be safe and have a lot of fun.
Andy Webb owns Captain Boom Fireworks, and he joined us from his store in Otsego. Andy, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you very much.